The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University in Solas. Solas. That's Seamus Egan's group, Solas. They've been around for a long, long, long time. And on their last album, they played and performed a Josh Ritter song. Interesting version.
Just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. And the lead. hungry newborn baby cries, where there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air. Just look for me.
Rocking on the bagpipes there, Lauren McDougall. Oh my gosh. What can you say? A lot of Scotland and more Scotland actually coming up just because it's just the way it's going here. But there's a lot of good music, lots and lots and lots of good music coming up on the show. We're about halfway through and we still have an hour and a half to go, and there's good stuff. Kate McLeod and Cat Eggleston and the Clancy Brothers and David Grisman and all kinds of things. So you just need to hold your horses. But we have to take a break. Playlists at www.nwpr.org. You can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I'll get back to you. Yes, I will. Here comes the break. It's coming right at you. Here it goes. There's the break.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax, providing all digital imaging technology services, including X-ray services, mammography screenings, ultrasound exams, CT scans, MRI, and other diagnostic studies. More information at whitmanhospital.com.
Sunny skies today with high temperatures 86 in Pullman, 91 in Clarkston. Clear tonight with lows in the 50s to lower 60s. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s. Labor Day and next week will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms.
We hear that he's Advanced on elk a lowland tune, we savaged swords and blades, and led by an Italian loon, the dandy that would seize the throne, the rebel who would foist upon us dreaded Stuart kings, we could meet foe.
They left them to flee and to scatter the battlefield red, the smell of and the howls of our men and the slaughter invading our dreams night and day, and we don't really know where to turn, where to turn now.
We track their army day and night, and each desert and Jacobite was one less man we had to fight as battle day drew near. And when they charged against our guns, we fired at them and cut them down. And soon we had them on the run across Dromossy Moor. The lowlands cheered.
Our soldiers are hunted like vermin, like birds on the wing. Our leaders have have gone with the wind. They promised that they'd be returning, but we are alone, and we don't really know where to turn, where to turn now.
Our victory swift and just, the young pretender's cause is lost, and in disgrace he's fled to France, his tail atween his legs. The plough is lifted up again, the beasts are fed, the house is warm, and every woman glad or man is safely him in bed and sleeping sound.
The sound of the drum in the morning in the hills, disturbing the peace and the still. The world and its soldiers are coming when they enter the glen. The life that we know will have come to an end.
and his brow it was furrowed with pain. But my heart was entranced by his bonny blue wing, and I fell for the boy in the man. He called me his doe and his dearie. He promised one day we'd be one. I called him my prince with a bonny blue wing, but he left to go fighting again. A woman may suffer his anguish and be loyal as only she can. She may make herself martyred and foolish when she falls for the boy in the man. My bonny prince sent me a letter, and I hurried to be by his side. I bore him a daughter, we bonny blue wing, but he never took me as his bride. When he drank, he'd be angry and bitter, and too often he lifted his hand. So I left away the lass with a bonny blue wing, for the boy was no longer a man. A woman may suffer his anguish and be loyal. She may make herself martyred and foolish when she falls for the boy in the But now I am old and alone. No more way the lad with a bonny blue wing, for he's neither a boy or a man. A woman may suffer his anguish and be loyal as only she can. She may make herself martyred and foolish when she falls for the boy in the man. When she falls for the boy in the man.
Wow, this is such a good album, The Rise and Fall of Charlie Alan Reed and All of His Friends. Alan Reed, formerly of the Battlefield Band. And it's all not just about actually the individual Prince Charlie, it's about the complexity of causes, you know. And all of those kinds of thought processes and those things that go into people who believe what they believe. And people who can be so swiftly controlled by charismatic folks. Bonnie Prince Charlie, Prince Charles Stuart, really was a disaster. I mean, the whole thing shouldn't have happened the way it did, and terminating, of course, in the Battle of Culloden, eventually the Highland Clearances, which probably would have happened anyway. It's such a very interesting story, and people who subsequently were oppressed probably couldn't have stalled off that oppression anyway, really. But at the same time, yeah, it's just like the Irish thing, and it's just so sad. And the Scottish thing gets overshadowed by the Irish thing sometimes. But just as tragic a history, how can people do that to people? How can civilized, supposedly civilized people do that to other people? Still happens today. How can we do that? How can we undermine? How can we how can we deal with people and torture and all that kind of stuff the way even that they did in those days and earlier, back in Roman times. Interesting, interesting, interesting. You just think it shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen.
Line those stones up in a circle now. There's a reason why I'm mad, 'cause I'll never get the answers. And tight is the rope you walk with grace. There's a reason why you're fine, 'cause there's a net right below you. But don't be surprised.
And be mad woman knows a madman is coming her way.
Then he'll be gone from her life.
He'll be gone so fast.
And I'm sorry, but I will not be surprised in the least.
Ooh, rabble rouser. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Playlists at www.nwpr.org. You can find out about this album. Yes, indeed. Self-released. The Rankin family in the background. We're 2 hours done with this show. This is an evergreen show. It means we can run this anytime, anywhere. And we have a couple more of these, and then we'll get back to the regular format. I'm Dan Marr. You want to email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at wsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Lots more music to go. Oh, yes, indeed, we're going to be coming right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back.
It's a minute before 1 o'clock, and one more hour of Inland Folk is just ahead for you here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Support for our programming comes from Mary Hill Museum of Art, featuring works by Rodin, artifacts from Queen Marie of Romania, American Indian collections, and panoramic views of the Columbia River Gorge. Museum, cafe, and sculpture garden open daily from 10 to 5. Details at maryhillmuseum.org.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise, Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.